97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Show. I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Hey, good morning to you, and welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Back in the confines of our studio here at 97.1 this morning, after a great morning out yesterday in beautiful downtown Eureka. For breakfast this morning, I've already had some of Sarah's cake shop goodies that she gave us yesterday when we were in downtown Eureka. Thank you, Sarah.
I was snacking on the cinnamon rolls that they gave us yesterday, and gave my husband a couple of the leftover breakfast sandwiches from Chickadelli's,
nice.
And he's like, these are amazing. Where is this from? Sorry, Ethan. He's just shaking his head right now.
Yeah,
understandably so.
A little bitter at us yesterday because, you know.
Not your fault.
You know whose fault it is. It's Carl Middleman's fault.
There you go.
This is what you need to understand. Because Middleman decides he's got to take a vacation, and, you know, we're short-staffed around here. So I apologize for that, Ethan. It's not your fault. It's Carl's fault. We'll give him grief when he gets back here from his trip. If he's got any money left, that'll be the key. Well, does he have any money left after all of that stuff? And I don't know the answer to that. So we had a great time. I did want to thank also the people at Red Door, which is the liquor store, which is close to where we were. Now, they weren't open yet when we were there at 5 a.m., but they did gift me a fantastic barrel pick, I should say. I couldn't think of the word, of Ben Holiday, which is a Missouri bourbon made over near Kansas City, Weston, Missouri, I believe, in fact. And I tried some last night, and it was outstanding. And it helped me sleep. That, along with the exhaustion of very little sleep after the debate and getting up at 3 yesterday morning to do the show in Eureka, and not nearly enough sleep. So it
helped.
That'll
do it.
It did. How'd you do yesterday?
Well, it was okay. I mean, I did get a nap in, but, you know, we're working on that house. And as this can happen with any sort of renovation project, there was something that came up late last night and need somebody to come over to the house, so we're going to list today, so we might list tomorrow instead. So the finish line is near, whether it's today or tomorrow, as far as when we list, and I'm just so excited to have more family time again.
Can never find a good plumber when you need one, can you, at 9 o'clock at night?
You really can't.
I know.
Because if you want to have someone come over, because, you know, they have the 24-hour emergency plumbers who can come over, but you are going to
You pay the price.
You pay a lot, we'll
That's
put it
right.
that way.
You have to pay the piper when that stuff happens. All right. I am going to the Cardinal game today because, you know, Ethan is too. Somebody's got to rough it. Somebody's got to take one for the team. And a good friend of mine is in town from North Carolina. We grew up together in Ohio. He's still a Reds fan. I've got my Cardinal gear on, and we're going to go check out the Reds Cardinals game today.
Well, hopefully the rain holds off for you.
It looks like it will. I hope so. I don't think that's going to be a problem. Should be a nice day. Maybe a little bit of cloud cover in the mid-80s, so you can't beat that.
I was going to say that beats 95 degrees when you're just sweating bullets.
Yeah. And you never know this time of year what you're going to get. All right. Still lots of fallout from the debate. We're going to cover all that for you this morning. We're going to try to get to Mark Lotter a little bit later this morning from, of course, the America First Policy Institute. And there's fallout from the debate. Will there be another debate? Should there be another debate? Trump says he doesn't need another debate because you only want a rematch if you lost. Remember Apollo Creed and Rocky? I'm talking a foreign language to Kim here. I mean, he knew, even though he won, that he lost, and he wanted a rematch so he could prove it. And I thought that was an interesting comment by Donald Trump yesterday. We've had another day now to digest what you watched on Tuesday night. How are you feeling about it? Feel free to call into the comma, the listener line down here this morning. That's much easier for us to do when we're not out live somewhere with the show. But feel free to call in here. Just go to the app and hit the little microphone button there by the 97.1 logo, and you can record up to 60 seconds of your thoughts now that you've had a day or two to think about it and maybe replay it in your head. Did it hurt Trump, help Trump? What do you think happened there? Did it only help Harris? I don't know. We're going to talk about that this morning for sure. We're going to talk a little bit more about eating cats because I think it's just that is a worthy conversation to have.
The memes I have seen, I have laughed out loud.
What, the cats with the AR-15s?
The dogs. There's this one GIF that I've used before where this dog has this really alarmed facial expression on, like sitting up on a couch, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And it was like the dogs after watching last night's debate.
I saw one of dogs at the steering wheel. Dogs fleeing Springfield after the debate Tuesday night.
The shelters all clear out.
But as much as we joke about it, and for all of the memes, and I had a dear cousin who we don't agree on politics, but she sent me this really funny meme of a cat holding an AR, right, living in Springfield. And I text her back, and I'm like, no, that's funny, because I found one, too, and I sent it to her. But it's a real problem. It is a serious crap hole in Springfield, Illinois right now. You should hear the residents describe what they're living through. And on the show this morning, you're going to. I mean, we've talked often about Mayor Tish saying she welcomes all, you know, people to coming here, whether they're seeking amnesty or they're just here illegally. We'll embrace them in our community. I'm telling you what, there would be people marching in the streets here if we had conditions like they have in Springfield, Illinois, or Springfield, Ohio, where a similar left-wing progressive city council opened up the city to all of these Haitians, and it looks like Haiti. That's the problem. So we're going to talk about that in a couple of minutes, and the fact that David Muir ran interference for Kamala Harris the other night was just a joke on this issue, and the mainstream media has done their best to play it down, but this is a disaster is what's going on out there. It's a disaster. So we're going to get to all that in just a minute, but first, let's get to our shortlist.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Another vulnerable issue for Harris, she also dodged.
Would you have done anything differently from President Biden on this?
So I'm the only person on this stage who has prosecuted transnational criminal organizations for the trafficking of guns, drugs, and human beings.
How about
okay,
you?
That wasn't the question.
Answer the question. That was Jake Tapper, of all people. Jake Tapper of CNN was blasting Harris for all the questions she dodged the other night. She didn't answer anything on policy.
When a fighter has a bad fight, gets knocked out, or loses the fight, the first thing he says is, we want a rematch. Are we going to do a rematch? I just don't know. But we'll think about it.
That's a little on-air negotiation there is what that is. I think Trump wants another rematch. He wants another debate. He's kind of trolling her a little bit here, and we'll see what happens. Hopefully it'll be on somewhere decent like Fox.
It was Haitians in a white van driving around the neighborhoods collecting cats.
For what?
Skinning them and eating them.
That's a TikTok video, and what the woman just relayed there is secondhand, but what they've got going on in Springfield is real, as evidenced by this.
He also said that there were, in his mind, claims that there were stray cats missing, and sort of had this idea that maybe Haitians were abusing animals. Of course, city officials have said there's no evidence of that.
Good Lord. That is Yamiche Alcindor, if you've ever watched her. Hard lefty. I met her a couple times when she was here covering the Greitens campaign for Senate last time around. She's a screaming lefty who wraps herself in the journalism cloaking device to act like she's a real journalist, but she's a committed progressive who happens to have time on MSNBC as a supposed reporter. And she's in Springfield saying, well, there are rumors of people abusing animals and eating cats. it's a lot worse than that. What's going on in Springfield would gross you out if it was happening in your community. And I don't, if you're a Harris supporter, you need to listen to this. What Donald Trump said in that debate the other night about people eating cats was absolutely true. Nothing he said in that was false. Just as a reminder, and I'm going to get to the Springfield stuff. Remember what Trump said about this, and she was over there with her smirking face, and David Muir tried to run interference for her by bringing up something from a city manager in this crazed liberal vacuum that is Springfield, Ohio. Listen.
She did things that nobody would ever think of. Now she wants to do transgender operations on illegal aliens that are in prison. This is a radical left liberal. What they have done to our country by allowing these millions and millions of people to come into our country, and look at what's happening to the towns in Springfield. They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
You can hear Kamala laughing in the background.
Do you know the fine print here, right? The people at PETA, all these left-wing crazed animal humaniacs, they don't want you to kill anything. It doesn't matter if it's a pet or a duck swimming in the local pond.
If
right?
PETA saw me stomp on an ant in my house, they would probably be angry.
Do you know that some of these Canada geese are like federally protected? Like if there's one outside of your office building that tries to attack you when you come in because it's got eggs nearby, you're not allowed to just take it out because you'll get federally charged for doing that. And yet in Springfield, they're killing these animals and cooking them in stew pots in city parks. That's how bad it is. I'm going to let you hear it from the mouths of some of the Springfieldians coming up here in just a couple of minutes. I just made up that term. I don't know what you would call them. The residents of Springfield.
I like Springfieldians.
Springfieldians. We're gonna hear from them coming.
Fully awake, never woke. The Mark Cox Morning Show. Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com.
Don't be slow. No.
Pulling off of the highway to publicly clean and gut the roadkill lying there in front of anyone that passes by. Stealing animals from farmers and leaving their severed heads at the side of an old school where children play. Relieving themselves in public. Making some barbaric stew out of the birds that live in our park. This is insanity, and it has to stop. What will become of Springfield? Where will we be in 5 years? The thought terrifies me.
Think of if that was St. Louis, Missouri, or Baldwin, or Wildwood, or St. Charles, or you name the community, Hazelwood. Think if it was your town where they'd welcomed in folks who had basically continued their third world practices in your community. There's a picture of a guy walking down the street in Springfield, Ohio, carrying a goose whose head he had removed because he was going somewhere to cook it and eat it.
This whole situation is so bizarre. But, and why it's so frustrating that the ABC moderators were, a city manager says that's not true. Well, of course, if he's liberal, he's not going to want to say anything that would look bad against the quote unquote newcomers in the community.
And let me ask, what's the difference between them? There are allegations of them taking pets. Listen to this guy. And he was pretty put out by the whole thing. Listen.
They're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them. Like, and it's going to get bigger and it's only going to get worse. And y'all sitting up there in these chairs, all y'all need to get out here and do something. Y'all making hundreds of thousands of dollars. Y'all need to put on a t-shirt and some Crocs. And then y'all need to come out here in these streets and y'all need to go out here. And I'm out here before the police is.
You grab your Crocs.
I need to do something, bro. Y'all really got to stand on business. Y'all getting paid all this money just to wear a suit and sit in a chair. I think it's crazy, bro. That's where they come from, and that's what they do. That's their country. I don't know what they got going on over there, but they can't do that over here.
I don't know what they got going on over there, but they can't do that here.
I mean, he makes a good point, but here's what I will say. Why has nobody gotten cell phone video of this? If this is so prevalent, and I believe it actually is happening, but if this is so prevalent, why has nobody been able to grab a video of somebody actually doing this in the park, the public park, and shared it?
Well, there's pictures of them carrying the ducks around. But if your cat, if your cat that you leave outside suddenly goes missing, and you know this is going on, whether you see them kill the cat or not, you know they're killing pets and ducks and birds and anything they can get their hands on to eat, because that's what they had to do when they were in Haiti.
There has to be Ring video of somebody abducting these cats.
It is crazy, and for them to just dismiss it because Trump or Vance brought it up is silly season. The people in Ohio know what's going on. People in Springfield are living through this hellhole. And this is all on Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. We're back with Kim on a Whim in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Kim on a Whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
I'm driving to work this morning, and as I usually do, I saw, I don't know, maybe four or five homeless people typically running right across the road as I'm trying to drive when it's a green light.
In dark clothing,
yeah. Stumbling in the road. The other day, I'm driving, and I saw somebody quite literally walking down the middle of the lane. It seemed very high on something. Zero regard for the fact that cars were trying to pass him on both sides. Just kept on going. This is a serious problem, and you've heard city leaders throw out all these possible solutions that are going to help the homeless problem, or I'm sorry, the what do they call them now? The unhoused.
Unhoused,
because that's
yes.
Offensive to call them homeless. That is what they are. It's not a knock on them. They're homeless. They're without a home, aka homeless. Florida is taking an interesting approach. I want you to listen to what's happening there.
We all have gathered together to really have a discussion on how we can get ahead of this anti-camping bill. How do we help our unhoused neighbors?
A new Florida law will ban sleeping in public places, including parks, and goes into effect on October 1st.
With this law that's coming out, what are they going to do?
Since the law passed back in March, local organizations have been preparing for an influx of people who are home insecure.
Because they don't want to get fined, or they don't want to be placed in jail, which is the last thing that, you know, the sheriff's department wants to do, and the last thing that we want as a community.
Well, this is going to be interesting.
Wait a minute. Home insecure?
Yes. So
was that a journalist who said that?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
So now they're the unhoused and the home insecure. So
you might feel insecure if you're parking, if you're sleeping out in the open in a parking lot or a park. Yeah, you might feel insecure, but you are without a home. Homeless. And many of them are homeless intentionally is the perfect description for it.
You know what? You know all those like fatherless homes? Maybe they're father insecure.
That's a great point.
The unfathered. You cannot call them fatherless. That is offensive.
Well, and, you know, Kamala and these other liberal politicians want to fix that by throwing money at it. Because if you don't have enough money to pay your bills, you are your money unsecured, right?
It really applies to so many things we've not thought about.
Yeah, I think you're right.
We've just moved the homeless around the city of St. Louis. Whenever the big wigs come to town, like last year when they had the big, you know, Democratic convention and Kamala Harris came to St. Louis, all of a sudden, all these gates were up, the barricades, which, by the way, remain up to this day. And they just basically say, oh, you can't go here. Okay, well, then they move a block over. And then people get fed up because they wreak havoc there. And so then the same thing happens. And around we go. They put barricades up. They're moved. They're not solving anything. I think this is going to be interesting how this all unfolds in Florida starting in October. Are they going to arrest people? Because the shelters are saying, you know, we're going to try to increase the number of beds we have. But the reason why a lot of these people don't go to the shelters is because they don't want to follow the rules. They have to be in by a certain time. I believe I've never, I guess, stayed at a homeless shelter, but to my knowledge, lights out at a certain time. There are certain things that they
no
don't.
No drugs.
That's the big one, Mark. Yeah. That too.
No alcohol.
They don't want to listen to those rules. No. So they would rather sleep in a tent or no tent and just sleep on the sidewalk like I see many of them as I'm driving to work at 4 a.m. So what's going to happen here in October in Florida? Will other states or cities follow suit? Certainly, you know, St. Louis would not. But we have to do something about this homeless issue. It's not getting better. It's just changing.
Well, it's getting worse. And maybe some of that's got to do with inflation and everything being that much more expensive, which may have pushed some of these people into this situation. Lost jobs. I mean, there are clearly people who can recover from this, and there are people who can't recover from it. And as a society, we have decided we're going to lump them all into one category and make them a cause. And that's not helping them. When you consider the fact that the guy you saw stumbling through the street is a hardcore homeless individual with mental health problems, and until those mental health problems are addressed, nothing in his life is getting better, period.
Right.
Versus the family that the mom lost her job and she and the kids are sleeping in their car because they got kicked out of their apartment for not paying their rent. They're home insecure, but that's recoverable. You can't lump all these people into one category and decide that that's how you address the problem. I drove past the park down here this morning that they closed down a year ago when the DNC was in town. Now, for those of you that don't remember, it was the fall DNC meeting. They held it in St. Louis. It wasn't a DNC convention. It was just a bunch of the people who are active in the Democratic Party came here. They had every disparate group you can think of had its own individual meeting to deal with their issues, whatever they happen to be.
Mark would know. He went.
I went over there because I signed up. I registered and I snuck in and walked around for a few minutes and felt like a fish out of water.
You're like Matt Walsh when he went to the DNC, and remember he wore his wig and his Kamala 2024 t-shirt.
Harris came here. She didn't go to the border, but she came to St. Louis. And when she did, Mayor Tish rounded up all the homeless people and moved them. Moved their tents away from City Hall, closed off Drug Park over here across the street from our radio station, where they used to all gather and we'd see them out there doing drugs at 4 a.m. as we're driving into work. That still got a fence around it a year later. What do they call it? A reclamation project or something was going on?
Restoration.
But they've done nothing there in a year.
Maybe they planted.
All they did was gate it off.
Maybe they planted one flower.
Yeah, it looks like hell is what it does. Because, again, their approach to the homeless issue, it's a political cause for them that they use to try to generate empathy and money and nothing else. They never get to the solution because they're blind to the problem.
And yet they want some people across the country to open up their homes and allow these people to stay with them. How ridiculous is that?
These people. You shouldn't use that phrase.
I'm sorry.
That's racist. The
home insecure. I'd like to apologize for my whiteness.
It did.
And I would like to apologize for my privilege for not calling them
thank you,
home insecure.
People, don't call, do not call. I mean, they
apology.
Are people, and they're more important people than you are, but when you call them those people, you know, there are other connotations there. So you must be careful.
The law in Florida, by the way, allows local governments to designate certain property for sleeping or camping if the sites meet certain standards. For example, it sounds like they could only be used for 1 year. They would have to include access to things like restrooms and running water, have security, and be deemed alcohol and drug free. The sites must also not harm the values of nearby properties or safety. That's key.
What if it's in your neighborhood?
Well, and they're going to get a lot of pushback. I'm sure there's going to be lawsuits that are going to come from this. But remember when the city of St. Louis was looking at having, wasn't it around the clock security, and they wanted to have them be able to get access to restrooms, like not just a Johnny on the spot, like an actual, you are able to walk into a building. Wasn't that a thing? And we were talking about that either the end of last year or it wasn't that long ago.
They wanted to pass an ordinance that basically would allow them to ignore community opposition.
Oh, you know what?
Remember?
This was the unhoused Bill of Rights where they were going to let them pee and poop on the sidewalk.
Poop on the sidewalk, and if your group of people that live in your neighborhood are opposed to it, you can't stop it. If they want to buy a piece of property in your neighborhood and turn it into a homeless shelter, you couldn't say no.
You think they give each person like a pooper scooper?
I don't know.
And they ask them to use it? Here's a litter box. Well, maybe. People think they're furries now, so that shouldn't be offensive.
This is crazy.
If you're a furry in Ohio, should you be worried? Maybe all the furry cats, like the people who think they're cats, maybe they're changing. They all of a sudden feel more like, I don't even know, like a moose.
Ouch.
Or a raccoon because the cats are being supposedly targeted by the Haitians.
Yeah. Maybe they're a little more nervous than normal walking around in their furry outfit. They should be. Good for Florida, by the way. I'll just make a little commentary there. I'm glad that they're being proactive on that. I mean, something has to be done. But it still doesn't address the core issue of mental health. The big homeless problem in this country started when we emptied out the mental asylums, when you couldn't just take somebody and drop them off at the nut house. And so many people need to be in the nut house. That's the problem. And they're not.
Mm-hmm.
So that how dare you diminish people with mental illness? They need treatment. You get treatment at the nut house. I'm sorry. There's no other way to describe it.
Mental illness is 100%
that's where
a big
you
issue.
Get to call it counseling or mental health counseling or whatever you want to call it. It's an asylum where you send people who need mental health treatment. I'm not talking about going and giving them shock treatments, but they have to be getting care instead of running around in the society. I don't know, in some cases, shooting up schools. And I mean, these are people with mental health problems, and we're not getting them addressed. Try going and admitting somebody to CenterPoint or one of these hospitals out here. You'll wait in the lobby for 12 hours. You'll be lucky if anybody ever comes out and talks to you. And I tell you that from personal experience with a family member. You can't do it anymore. And then you're that person, you're stuck with them. What do you do? Anyway, we're going to get to a quick break here. We'll be back in just a minute. Next hour, we'll talk to Tommy Ackerman about this Reds card series. At least the Cardinals are keeping up the fight, if nothing else, right? At least they're still fighting for us. A little later, we got Jim Talent, we got Mark Lotter, Shannon Bream, Griff Jenkins. Lots to go here on this Thursday morning. We'll be right back.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show. Follow Mark on Twitter at MarkCox971.
All right, so, you know, we take the show live every morning on Facebook and on X, and for the last couple of days, starting yesterday, I think, we weren't able to get the show up live on Facebook, and it was a little baffling. We're scratching our head thinking, what's changed? What happened? So I dig through this. Ethan's helping me here dig through this. I got a message from these left-wing wackadoodles at Facebook that they had removed a post that I shared. Let me tell you what this post was. It violated their community standards. Those of you who've listened to this show for a long time already know that I do ads on here for the Reign St. Louis West. What is the Reign St. Louis West? It's a gun store. They put up a post about their upcoming Customer Appreciation Day, which is this Saturday. And I'm going to be out there doing a live appearance at their Customer Appreciation Day on Saturday. And I shared their post about the fact that they have a Customer Appreciation Day coming up on Saturday. And Facebook banned it because it violated community standards for promoting guns. It's a gun store that has its own Facebook page.
Land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
I'm driving to work this morning, and as I usually do, I saw, I don't know, maybe four or five homeless people typically running right across the road as I'm trying to drive when it's a green light.
In dark clothing,
yeah. Stumbling yeah. in the road. The other day I'm driving and I saw somebody quite literally walking down the middle of the lane. It seemed very high on something. Zero regard for the fact that cars were trying to pass him on both sides. Just kept on going. This is a serious problem. And you've heard city leaders throw out all these possible solutions that are going to help the homeless problem. Or I'm sorry, what do they call them now? The unhoused.
Unhoused,
because that's
yes.
offensive to call them homeless. That is what they are. It's not a knock on them. They're homeless. They're without a home, a.k.a. homeless. Florida is taking an interesting approach. I want you to listen to what's happening there.
We all have gathered together to really have a discussion on how we can get ahead of this anti-camping bill. How do we help our unhoused neighbors?
A new Florida law will ban sleeping in public places, including parks, and goes into effect on October 1st.
With this law that's coming out, what are they going to do?
Since the law passed back in March, local organizations have been preparing for an influx of people who are home insecure.
Because they don't want to get fined or they don't want to be placed in jail, which is the last thing that, you know, the sheriff's department wants to do, and the last thing that we want as a community.
Well, this is going to be interesting.
Wait a minute. Home insecure?
Yes.
Was that a journalist who said that?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
So now they're the unhoused and the home insecure. So
you might feel insecure if you're sleeping out in the open in a parking lot or a park. Yeah, you might feel insecure, but you are without a home. Homeless. And many of them are homeless intentionally, is the perfect description for it.
You know what? You know all those like fatherless homes? Maybe they're father insecure.
That's a great point.
The unfathered. You cannot call them fatherless. That is offensive.
Well, and, you know, Kamala and these other liberal politicians want to fix that by throwing money at it. Because if you don't have enough money to pay your bills, you are your money unsecured, right?
It really applies to so many things we've not thought about.
Yeah, I think you're right.
We've just moved the homeless around the city of St. Louis. Whenever the big wigs come to town, like last year when they had the big, you know, Democratic convention and Kamala Harris came to St. Louis, all of a sudden, all these gates were up, the barricades, which, by the way, remain up to this day. And they just basically say, oh, you can't go here. Okay, well, then they move a block over. And then people get fed up because they wreak havoc there. And so then the same thing happens. And around we go. They put barricades up. They're moved. They're not solving anything. I think this is going to be interesting how this all unfolds in Florida starting in October. Are they going to arrest people? Because the shelters are saying, you know, we're going to try to increase the number of beds we have. But the reason why a lot of these people don't go to the shelters is because they don't want to follow the rules. They have to be in by a certain time. I believe stayed at a homeless shelter, but to my knowledge, lights out at a certain time. There are certain things that they don't.
No drugs?
Mark, yeah. That too.
No alcohol?
They don't want to listen to those rules.
No.
So they would rather sleep in a tent or no tent and just sleep on the sidewalk like I see many of them as I'm driving to work at 4 in the morning. So what's going to happen here in October in Florida? Will other states or cities follow suit? Certainly, you know, St. Louis would not. But we have to do something about this homeless issue. It's not getting better. It's just changing.
Well, it's getting worse. And maybe some of that's got to do with inflation and everything being that much more expensive, which may have pushed some of these people into this situation. Lost jobs. I mean, there are clearly people who can recover from this. And there are people who can't recover from it. And as a society, we have decided we're going to lump them all into one category and make them a cause. And that's not helping them. When you consider the fact that the guy you saw stumbling through the street is a hardcore homeless individual with mental health problems, and until those mental health problems are addressed, nothing in his life is getting better. Period.
Right.
Versus the family that the mom lost her job and she and the kids are sleeping in their car because they got kicked out of their apartment for not paying their rent. They're home insecure, but that's recoverable. You can't lump all these people into one category and decide that that's how you address the problem. I drove past the park down here this morning that they closed down a year ago when the DNC was in town. Now, for those of you that don't remember, it was the fall DNC meeting. They held it in St. Louis. It wasn't a DNC convention. It was just a bunch of the people who were active in the Democratic Party came here. They had every disparate group you can think of had its own individual meeting to deal with their their issues, whatever they happen to be.
Mark would know. He went.
I went over there because I signed up. I registered and I snuck in and walked around for a few minutes and felt like a fish out of water.
You're like Matt Walsh when he went to the DNC, and remember he wore his wig and his Kamala 2024 t-shirt.
Harris came here. She didn't go to the border, but she came to St. Louis. And when she did, Mayor Tish rounded up all the homeless people and moved them away, moved their tents away from City Hall, closed off Drug Park over here across the street from our radio station, where they used to all gather and we'd see them out there doing drugs at 4 a.m. as we're driving into work. That's still got a fence around it a year later. What do they call it? A reclamation project or something was going on?
Restoration.
But they've done nothing there in a year.
Maybe they planted.
All they did was gate it off.
Maybe they planted one flower.
Yeah, it looks like hell is what it does. Because, again, their approach to the homeless issue, it's a political cause for them that they use to try to generate empathy and money and nothing else. They never get to the solution because they're blind to the problem.
And yet they want some people across the country to open up their homes and allow these people to stay with them. How ridiculous is that?
These people. You shouldn't use that phrase.
I'm sorry. The
That's
home,
racist.
The home insecure. I'd like to apologize for my whiteness.
It did.
And I would like to apologize for my privilege for not calling them
Thank you,
home insecure.
People,
please
don't call, do not call. I mean, they
apology.
Are people, and they're more important people than you are. But when you call them those people, you know, there are other connotations there. So you must be careful.
The law in Florida, by the way, allows local governments to designate certain property for sleeping or camping if the sites meet certain standards. For example, it sounds like they could only be used for 1 year. They would have to include access to things like restrooms and running water, have security, and be deemed alcohol and drug free. The sites must also not harm the values of nearby properties or safety. That's key.
What if it's in your neighborhood?
Well, and that's, they're going to get a lot of pushback. I'm sure there's going to be lawsuits that are going to come from this. But remember when the city of St. Louis was looking at having, wasn't it around the clock security, and they wanted to have them be able to get access to restrooms, like not just a Johnny on the spot, like an actual, you are able to walk into a building. Wasn't that a thing? And we were talking about that. Either the end of last year or it wasn't that long ago.
They wanted to pass an ordinance that basically would allow them to ignore community opposition.
Oh, you know what?
Remember?
This was the unhoused Bill of Rights where they were going to let them pee and poop on the sidewalk.
Poop on the sidewalk. And if you're housing, if your group of people that live in your neighborhood are opposed to it, you can't stop it. If they want to buy a piece of property in your neighborhood and turn it into a homeless shelter, you couldn't say no.
You think they give each person like a pooper scooper?
I don't know.
And they ask them to use it? Here's a litter box. Well, maybe. People think they're furries now, so that shouldn't be offensive.
This is crazy.
If you're a furry in Ohio, should you be worried? Maybe all the furry cats, like the people who think they're cats, maybe they're changing. They all of a sudden feel more like, I don't even know, like a moose.
Ouch.
Or a raccoon because the cats are being supposedly targeted by the Haitians.
Yeah. Maybe they're a little more nervous than normal. Walking around in their furry outfit. They should be. Good for Florida, by the way. I'll just make a little commentary there. I'm glad that they're being proactive on that. I mean, something has to be done. But it still doesn't address the core issue of mental health. The big homeless problem in this country started when we emptied out the mental asylums, when you couldn't just take somebody and drop them off at the nut house. And so many people need to be in the nut house. That's the problem. And they're not.
Mm-hmm.
So how dare you diminish people with mental illness? They need treatment. You get treatment at the nut house. I'm sorry. There's no other way to describe it.
Mental illness is 100%
that's where
a big
you
issue.
Get to call it counseling or mental health counseling or whatever you want to call it. It's an asylum where you send people who need mental health treatment. I'm not talking about going and giving them shock treatments, but they have to be getting care. Instead of running around in the society, I don't know, in some cases, shooting up schools. And I mean, these are people with mental health problems, and we're not getting them addressed. Try going and admitting somebody to CenterPoint or one of these hospitals out here. You'll wait in the lobby for 12 hours. You'll be lucky if anybody ever comes out and talks to you. And I tell you that from personal experience with a family member. You can't do it anymore. And then you're that person, you're stuck with them. What do you do? Anyway, we're going to get to a quick break here. We'll be back in just a minute. Next hour, we'll talk to Tommy Ackerman about this Reds card series. At least the Cardinals are keeping up the fight, if nothing else, right? At least they're still fighting for us. A little later, we got Jim Talent. We got Mark Lotter, Shannon Bream, Griff Jenkins. Lots to go here on this Thursday morning. We'll be right back.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show. Follow Mark on Twitter at MarkCox971.
All right. So, you know, we take the show live every morning on Facebook and on X. And for the last couple of days, starting yesterday, I think, we weren't able to get the show up live on Facebook. And it was a little baffling. We're scratching our head thinking, what's changed? What happened? So I dig through this. Ethan's helping me here. Dig through this. I got a message from these left-wing wackadoodles at Facebook that they had removed a post that I shared. Let me tell you what this post was. It violated their community standards. Those of you who've listened to the show for a long time already know that I do ads on here for the Reign St. Louis West. What is the Reign St. Louis West? It's a gun store. They put up a post about their upcoming Customer Appreciation Day, which is this Saturday. And I'm going to be out there doing a live appearance at their Customer Appreciation Day on Saturday. And I shared their post about the fact that they have a Customer Appreciation Day coming up on Saturday. And Facebook banned it because it violated community standards for promoting guns. It's a gun store that has its own Facebook page. And I got banned for sharing that ad. It wasn't even an ad. It was just a post. It was a post on their Facebook page that said, hey, come out and see us at the Customer Appreciation Day. Now, I've appealed it. But in the meantime, they've suspended our ability to share the show live on the Facebook page. That's how ridiculous it is with these liberal, progressive, big tech companies right now. I'm already banned from YouTube because I talked about ivermectin. And of course, you can't do that. And even though now we know that ivermectin is a lifesaver when it comes to COVID and hydroxychloroquine and all of these treatments that they made fun of and labeled people as nuts if they wanted to talk about it or take it, if you're taking horse dewormer and all this. And now we know the truth that they could have saved hundreds of thousands of American lives if they had recognized the truth about these medicines. But Big Pharma didn't want you to recognize that because they were cheap. But we had to take the show down off of YouTube. They took it down, and we were banned. Three strikes, you're out. You can't talk about ivermectin.
When I went to go sell my son's birthday decorations that we had up for his first birthday, it was a baseball theme. Well, my son's name is Easton. Guess what name is written all over baseball bats?
Easton.
Easton. Yes. So we had a baseball bat leaning up against the fireplace, and I took a picture to post of the decorations that we were trying to sell, and they wouldn't post the picture initially because I violated their community standards.
Was it a weapon?
I can only imagine it was because of the baseball bat. I don't know what else. They never specifically said that, but what else could it have possibly been? It was like a banner and then a bat.
And the left, to imagine the left in this country is mad because Elon Musk bought Twitter and removed all of that crap. And now they're mad that there are no standards on Twitter for free speech. I am angered, and I want to apologize to you for the fact that we can't get the stream up on Facebook. I have appealed it, but there's nowhere to go on and write something to them to complain. All you do is submit an appeal and tell them why you think it was wrong on a multiple choice page. You have to click a box, and then they'll get back to you within 4 days. This is America with a K. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
days. Starting yesterday, I think, we weren't able to get the show up live on Facebook, and it was a little baffling. We're scratching our head thinking, what's changed? What happened? So I dig through this. Ethan's helping me here dig through this. I got a message from these left-wing wackadoodles at Facebook that they had removed a post that I shared. Let me tell you what this post was. It violated their community standards. Those of you who've listened to the show for a long time already know that I do ads on here for the Rain St. Louis West. What is the Rain St. Louis West? It's a gun store. They put up a post about their upcoming Customer Appreciation Day, which is this Saturday. And I'm going to be out there doing a live appearance at their Customer Appreciation Day on Saturday. And I shared their post about the fact that they have a Customer Appreciation Day coming up on Saturday. And Facebook banned it because it violated community standards for promoting guns. It's a gun store that has its own Facebook page. And I got banned for sharing that ad. It wasn't even an ad. It was just a post. It was a post on their Facebook page that said, hey, come out and see us at the Customer Appreciation Day. Now, I've appealed it, but in the meantime, they've suspended our ability to share the show live on the Facebook page. That's how ridiculous it is with these liberal, progressive, big tech companies right now. I'm already banned from YouTube because I talked about ivermectin. And, of course, you can't do that. And even though now we know that ivermectin is a lifesaver when it comes to COVID and hydroxychloroquine and all of these treatments that they made fun of and labeled people as nuts if they wanted to talk about it or take it, if you're taking horse dewormer and all this. And now we know the truth that they could have saved hundreds of thousands of American lives if they had recognized the truth about these medicines. But Big Pharma didn't want you to recognize that because they were cheap. But we had to take the show down off of YouTube. They took it down, and we were banned. Three strikes, you're out. You can't talk about ivermectin.
When I went to go sell my son's birthday decorations that we had up for his first birthday, it was a baseball theme. Well, my son's name is Easton. Guess what name is written all over baseball bats?
Easton.
Yes. So we had a baseball bat leaning up against the fireplace, and I took a picture to post of the decorations that we were trying to sell, and they wouldn't post the picture initially because I violated their community standards.
Was it a weapon?
I can only imagine it was because of the baseball bat. I don't know what else. They never specifically said that, but what else could it have possibly been? It was like a banner and then a bat.
And the left, to imagine the left in this country is mad because Elon Musk bought Twitter and removed all of that crap. And now they're mad that there are no standards on Twitter for free speech. I am angered, and I want to apologize to you for the fact that we can't get the stream up on Facebook. I have appealed it, but there's nowhere to go on and write something to them to complain. All you do is submit an appeal and tell them why you think it was wrong on a multiple choice page. You have to click a box and then they'll get back to you within 4 days. This is America with a K. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.